Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Some chilling news coming up in the next segment. U.S. Senate says right to keep and bear arms is debatable, and they need to go ahead and ban it. We've got autocrat Feinstein defends high-tech Stasi surveillance state in op-ed. Military coalition rallies demands end of government shutdown. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now the former San Diego mayor has been charged with felony false imprisonment and battery. All right, let's go ahead and go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Adolf in Michigan, listening on 94.5 FM. And Adolf, I'm sorry for making you hold so long. Thank you for being on the air with us. Tell me about Obamacare.
Well, Alex, I've been on hold for a while, so I try to summarize everything I wanted to say real quick. Number one, the U.S. taxpayers have financed the globe. And number two, the U.S. corporations, they're big global, have no allegiance to their own country. Number three, capitalism or socialism don't have to be an all-or-nothing thing. And number four, Barack Obama is my president. He's president of the United States, and I support the president.
Well, I hate to be mean to you. You sound like a really nice guy who's probably down and out and just is hoping for something. Let me try to just be clear here with you. The multinationals that are raping this country wrote this. And, of course, when it wrecks it, you're going to want more and then go for the next thing as they dangle the carrot and you follow it off the edge of the cliff. I predicted exactly how all this would go because they've done it in countless countries. They're following it. You know, it'd be like if I saw my wife making pancakes and I predicted the ingredients. I didn't predict anything. I know what's on the box of instant pancake mix. Shake and bake, like Ricky Bobby says. And this is shake and bake here, my friend. This is a predetermined plan, and they know your mentality, and you say it's not an all-or-nothing thing. They're not going to give you the free health care, okay? The free health care was already there on Medicare and Medicaid. This health care has gotten screwed up since government got involved in the last 50 years. Most places that have socialist health care, like England, are hellholes. A few places have it pretty good because in Northern Europe, they will actually administer things properly. And still, it's like 75% taxes, but you do have real, free, decent health care. The problem is now they're phasing in eugenics and privatizing to do it. We're going right to the privatization like England's now doing, where it's double gang rape. In fact, it shouldn't be called Obamacare. It should be called double gang rape care. Affordable Care Act? How about Affordable Rape Act? I mean, this is a raping. And I the poor Obama supporters call in and go, you know, we finance the world. We finance the bankers. We bail out trillions. Can I have something? And the thing is, they're not going to give you anything because you don't have an army. You don't have billions to lobby. You don't run black ops squads. I mean, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and due process and an active involved people was supposed to support you and give you a free market so you had a chance in a market to get the health care you wanted. The big insurance companies came in, took it over, gamed it, cheated the whole system, and now they've decided, hey, these sheep will put up with anything. Let's double their premiums and take away their health care. How's that sound?
You just touched the tip of the iceberg.
But Obama's your president. And, I mean, are you really an Obama supporter?
I voted for him. He's not going to be able to run again, and I'm worried about who we're going to have picked from.
Okay, but do you understand you've been conned? I mean, you understand Obama does this on everything.
It hasn't been Obama. It's been a lot of people that have conned me.
So you're forgiving. Well, see, that's why he's a good president, then. As long as you feel good, it's like the Japanese saying, if you're going to be raped, go ahead and lay on and enjoy it. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I'm here with Rosanna, a finance and marketing professional, so she can tell you what a white smile means in business.
When you see a person in business smile, you can actually see their confidence shine through. A whiter smile means success. It means people look at you and say, you care about yourself, and more importantly, care about your work.
The good news is the PowerSwabs teeth whitening system is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. In fact, PowerSwabs whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and that's it. Try it risk-free. Call 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around from tree to the ground, and shattered from the sound. The death machine ain't slowing down, it's gaining pound for pound.
We've got tough survivalist guru James Leslie Rawls, best-selling author, joining us to give us an update, his take on the EBT cards going down and the default and all the rest of it that he said years ago and then even months ago here on the show would be the build-up towards something big. Middle of next year is what he's predicting. I want to go back to Obama supporters here in just a moment. That's Shooter Jennings, great patriot and listener of the show, bringing us into this hour. I've got to basically break a few things down here, folks. Listening to these Obama supporters, if you just tuned in, you missed them. They really are desperate. They're like, Obama's my president. He cares about me. It would have been bad with another president. I know healthcare.gov doesn't work. I know it's terrible. This is meant to bring the system down. So I'll finally get socialism. And I'm explaining, you don't have any lobbyists. You don't even have any special interest for your socialism. That's bad enough because it always gets taken over. This has already been taken over. And it will destroy this society and culture. and they don't know what to say. It's very, very sad. And these are real Obama supporters that have been calling in. We've had a few people being sarcastic, but it's going exactly as I thought it would go because they've done this in country after country before us. The globalists know what they're doing. Chris and Mash, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Here's my take on this because I actually do support Obama. You know, I'm not going to be sarcastic and I'm not a fake caller. Sorry, it kind of sounds like an NPR voice, but there are people around. I didn't want Romney to get in, and I did want Obama to get in, mostly because people need to feel some pain before anything changes. And I knew I could see Obama. I'm a big Gerald Celente fan. I could see that Obama was going to be destructive. I could see that what he was going to do, and I want him to do it, because like Jesse Ventura says, for example, he wants to reinstate the draft because people aren't feeling any pain from the wars. And can you at least agree with me that if, you know...
Yes, I understand, and even Ron Paul said this last Friday, we've tried to defeat Obamacare, we've been moral, their constituents are too dumbed down and too confused and too desperate and too wanting and just too gullible. They're chumps. I feel sorry for them, actually. It's very sad, actually, how conned they are, and they just can't believe they've been conned, so they'll go deeper into the con. And the harder you try to pull out of the con, the harder it ties down around your arm. You never get out of it. So go ahead and let them have it now. The problem is they'll still blame it on people that that don't support it. You cannot underestimate how desperate and wanting and, quite frankly, pathetic the welfare class is. I mean, it's very, very sad. But, I mean, do you think anything would be bad enough?
I'm not sure, but I have one question that I've been dying to ask you, actually, is you're obviously a smart guy. You're an informed guy. You know what's going on. And I need to know how somebody like you could have, I believe you have three children. How could you have children? You know this is a slave society. You can see into the future, the destruction of the economy. How could you possibly justify having children and putting them in front of that with the knowledge that you have?
Well, I think it's my duty. In fact, I appreciate your call. I want to have more children because we always go through adversity, and a lot of times the best children are people that have gone through adversity. And I'm not going to give up my life force just because the rest of society is falling down around me. I want to build a core of people to rebuild the future and to capture the future and to go to space. And so they may be destroyed. But this, you know, this attitude of smart people, informed people, don't have kids because we're outnumbered by all the dumbed-down welfare people and everything else, that's just giving that system the future. That's giving up. I haven't given up. I'm telling people how negative stuff is and how bad it is so we can change course. I'm not there trying to demoralize people. And I think a lot of people misgauge what I'm saying when I talk about how evil the system is. They say, why are you trying to scare us? And I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm trying to tell you it's already happening. You should be scared to not take action. Look at this headline, Fox News. U.S. Army defines Christian ministers as domestic hate group. I mean, this is what the U.S. Army is now like. Basically, might as well be captured by Kim Jong-un. This is the type of frustrating garbage we're dealing with here. Now, I know we have Joshua there. We're going to go to Mike in California, who says he's an Obama supporter. We're going to go to our guest who we're getting on the Skype line right now. Mike in California, you claim to be an Obama supporter. I will know instantly if you sound desperate and beaten and crushed and are just hoping, or if you're someone lying to get through on air to make fun of Obamacare or expose it. Mike, go ahead.
Ha ha, you're so funny, Mr. Jones. You know, I do support Obama. I am a socialist. I'm a Democrat. I support Obamacare. You are obviously a double agent. I saw you on the Piers Morgan interview, and the bathrooms are dirty, and you're jumping around all crazy, acting like a fool. You brought a lot of discredit to yourself and your so-called movement.
So hold on a minute. That is now seen by many sociologists and media watchers as one of the biggest things in TV in decades. They admitted they had double the regular viewers that night, and that the higher exec said, don't have him on. He crushed us too bad. I actually talked to Piers. I went and confronted Piers Morgan, jumped out in Houston. They let me in the back door at a gun range. He totally freaked out. I talked to their head producer, and they said, no, you did beat us, and they're afraid to have you back on. We want to have you back on. I shook people out of their coma. Just because you say I failed, because I told him you want our guns to enslave us, and if you try it again, 1776 will commence. They don't. That's what made us win in 1775, 1776, in 1836. I'm going to go down to an armed march in San Antonio at the Alamo this Saturday. I'll be there, buddy. Okay? And you call in and tell me I'm a failure. You're a failure. Okay? You're a socialist because you want to suck off other people. And you got Warren Buffett, the big banker behind it all, who's the biggest recipient of bailout money, lobbying to raise taxes on the middle class. And Obamacare is a giant scam, and you're mad that it hasn't worked. So you call in and do the classic thing that Cass Sunstein, the cognitive infiltrator, said, claim I'm an agent. Well, if I'm an agent, we need more of them like it. I'm a red-blooded American. My family, on my mother's and father's side, came over on the Mayflower. My family was involved in the whole Texas Revolution like nobody else you can find. If I want to, I can go to the special memorial things at the Alamo by the Daughters Republic of Texas. Be down there with Davy Crockett's descendants and people. You sit there and you tell me I'm a failure. You're pathetic. I'm out point. My name's Alexander Emmerich Jones. I'm fearless in the face of the New World Order, like my ancestors were against other tyrants. And you've got the nerve to call in and call me an agent. How dare you? Now go ahead. Give us more. Hey, do you like your Obamacare? Tell me right now.
You can have total peace in this world. We must first have total destruction, and out of the ashes will arise a new world order. Who is who? It's us. We have a new world order, and out of the ashes of this whole chaos and apocalypse will be the new world order. It'll be us. We will be left, and not you, Alex Jones.
I can't tell if he's being sarcastic or if he's being real. Well, I don't think he's an Obama supporter. I think he's a hater of this broadcast. All right, listen, I'm going to let you go. We got our guest on the line. Shifting gears now, James Wesley Rawls has been one of the top survivalist experts out there. Survivalistblog.com. He's a best-selling fiction and nonfiction writer. Survivalblog.com. He's with us till about 45 after, and he's a very busy fellow. We appreciate him coming on. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but I wanted you to come on, sir, because you, a few years ago on the show and then a month ago on the show, you said expect to see welfare problems, expect to see the EBTs, expect to see them move towards default middle of next year. And I wanted you to talk now about what we saw with just a minor glitch. The EBT folks in California said, one more glitch, we burn Los Angeles. So they're conscious of their role as the brigades of the socialist takeover. And do you think this was a test to see what would happen? Suddenly the EBTs had unlimited money on them in some areas. What does James Wesley Rawls think is going on?
Well, Alex, I don't think it was necessarily a test. It may have been a glitch, just as they claimed, but it certainly was illustrative of what we'll face in the event of a grid down collapse. If the power grids go down, the EBT system will go down simultaneously, and that one factor just by itself, not to mention all the other multitude of factors associated with the power grid failure, but just the EBT system failure alone will be enough to spark major rioting in all the major cities in the United States.
Undoubtedly, and now we see massive armored vehicles, brand new ones, not just surplus, by the scores to each major city as they openly train to take on Christians. That's the Fox News headline today. This is really the coming out of their plan. Does that signify that they may be preparing to actually execute some type of purge, or what is it?
Well, the military vehicle release has been more to do with the peace dividend of the scale back of operations in Iraq and Afghanistan than anything else. They essentially overpurchased, and in typical government fashion, they're releasing those for pennies on the dollar, in effect. These police departments are getting them basically just for the cost of transport. In fact, they can even go pick them up if they'd like, rather than pay to have.
What was the book he wrote in the early 90s predicting the collapse and the globalist takeover and all that? Because in that, you described all the armored vehicles that the police would be given.
Well, yeah, the number of vehicles has definitely increased. It's all, of course, at taxpayers' expense.
Hold on. Stay there. I want to get your key. I know. Stay there, James. I'm going to come back. Alex Jones here. And I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a four-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited-time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Not all protein powders are created equal. One World Whey is the first cold temperature processed, 100% all natural, unrefined, bioactive, grass pasture raised milk whey protein. Far from being another ordinary protein supplement, One World Whey is a full spectrum nutrition power food in and of itself, providing overall life building benefits that touch virtually every human's life that other protein supplements don't deliver on. What are the benefits? Boosts the immune system, anti-aging properties, helps detoxification, helps lose body fat, supports excellent blood sugar levels, excellent for building muscle, increases in energy levels, enhances the feelings of youth, energy for exercise and recovery. Who's it for? Anyone wanting to feel healthy and have energy. Busy people, office workers, growing children, students, teachers, seniors, people recovering from illness, and high-performance athletes. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Leaves us, I will go to Joshua, Frank, and John, who are Obama supporters. I'm giving you guys a chance today to tell me how evil I am, because I want to stop your free health care, even as it fails. And now you say, well, don't worry, it'll get fixed, because Obama loves you. That's coming up. This is a short segment, long segment, coming up with James Wesley Rawls, top survivalist expert, geopolitically studying what's happening. I know you've got points that you're going to want to make, because I want to ask you what's front and center on your radar, and I want to get into preparedness and how important doing that is in this collectivist system now more than ever. That's the tool these tyrants have always used on people, is the fact that they're dependent on the system. But James Wesley Rawls, What do you make of the IMF, the communist Chinese, lecturing us, saying the world market will plunge if we don't go deeper into debt, if we don't support Obamacare? We really are under globalism now, where we're told every day that foreigners run our lives like we're a third world country under the IMF and World Bank. And what do you make of all the debt limit talk and the government shutdown? Where do you see all this going? What do you think is happening behind the scenes?
Okay, well, Alex, just to back up a little bit, we were talking about military vehicles going out to police departments.
Yes, you got cut off.
I think the more important issue, rather than try to look at it from a conspiratorial standpoint, is if anything, our government now recognizes the threat of IEDs. And for the last 10 years, we've been having servicemen returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with a tremendous amount of knowledge of IEDs. And I'm sure that knowledge scares the powers that be to death. And I'm sure they would love to all be running around in armored limousines and love to see all the police departments fully equipped with mine protective vehicles. Because there may come a time when they need them. There's now 10 years worth of returned servicemen now in the civilian world with that body of knowledge. They spent 10 years detecting and disarming IEDs. They know them inside and out. So I think that's the bigger issue.
Oh, I mean, you're absolutely right. In fact, they said 3 years ago, they said every department will, the FBI told departments, will face IED. Veterans are the number one threat. They will bomb you. In fact, we can pull that report up. I think that was Associated Press. So that's what you're alluding to. Now, they could also false flag it to start a civil war. What do you, knowing the globalists, being an army intelligence, being a guy people respect, you're a smart guy, what do you think? What's the position they're in right now? Are things going well for them? Because I see folks waking up, but they don't care. They're just moving forward.
Well, I think the powers that be are kind of running scared at this point because they've created an economic monster that they may not be able to escape themselves. They may be hoping to create a crisis, but in fact, they're going to create a crash, and it's going to come back to bite them. And there's going to be a tremendous groundswell of conservative, patriotic feeling in the American citizenry that's going to demand a return to small government. And if anything comes out of the current debt crisis with the federal government, it's going to be that all incumbent politicians are probably going to get turned out on their ear.
Wow. Well, I will say this. The power structure looks completely scared right now. And they should be scared because they've robbed everything blind and set up a fraudulent system that's so kleptocratic that there's no way to hold it up, no matter how much they raise taxes. What do you think the Obama supporters are going to do when they don't get their free Obamacare now and it actually wrecks what they had?
Well, we could very well see more civil unrest. I think there'll be a growing realization that we simply cannot afford Obamacare. It is so huge and so all-encompassing and will affect so many segments of our economy that it's absolutely unaffordable. And as tax revenues continue to crumble and as interest rates go up, that's the real killer, our national debt will not be affordable, especially with Obamacare. There very well could be some chaos that comes out of this.
Sure, but I mean, they always plan to bring in this and wreck it fully and then further nationalize it but have the profits of select corporations. But, I mean, what are they going to do now that they've been so good at their fraud that it's, like, overdone?
Yeah, at this point, I think the people are realizing what Obamacare really means. People were thinking it was, you know, one of those money-for-nothing kind of things, but in effect, it's just a very heavy and regressive tax on the middle class and upper class in this country. The middle class is going to get absolutely hammered by the Obamacare expenses. And even the leftists who supported Obamacare, when they see their cost of insurance each year jumping to $10,000 to $15,000 a year, even they will be dissuaded.
But then they'll just be listed as extremists, so that makes it okay. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it.
Dogs of war, a middle haze. Don't come, we don't discriminate. Scullery is a beaten zone.
James Leslie Rawls, best-selling author, is our guest. Survivalblog.com is his site. Infowars.com is ours. You leave us in about 12 minutes or so. I'll hit some news and take your phone calls. There is some breaking news. All right, you got cut off again by the break, James. Looking at this, I've been asking some of my questions. I want to give you the floor here to talk about whatever you think is most important and get back into the EBT cards and where society is. We have news clips where the folks in Los Angeles said, if you ever have our EBT cards not work again, that's kind of like if you missed a payroll, if your employee said, we'll burn your office down, or if the check didn't get deposited right, or if somebody didn't send me a bill, or if I didn't pay somebody a few days later, if they called me up and said, you didn't pay me for those products, I'm going to burn your office down. We have the video clips up on InfoWars.com where folks are on the news saying, we're going to go Rodney King and burn down L.A. if you're ever late again. I mean, we really are living hostage to this now. And, you know, Michael Moore wants to make sure everybody has their guns taken so nobody can protect themselves. But James Leslie Rawls, I wanted to give you the floor to talk about whatever else you think is most important here.
Well, I think the key issue is the whole concept of wealth redistribution and theft. Every month, our wallets are being emptied by under color of law for wealth transfer that's going to people who have no intention of finding work. And the expectation that has developed amongst those people over decades and even generations is that that money is going to continue to come. And with that expectation of entitlement, there is a tremendous animus that's developed as basically biting the hand that's feeding. And I think that we can only expect that to grow worse with time. The animosity that exists is palpable. And if you look at what happened on Saturday evening in Louisiana at those two Walmart stores, it went beyond just indifference. It was absolutely spiteful. When they announced over the loudspeaker that the EBT system had been restored, and everyone who had been busy stealing food with the knowledge that they only had a couple of dollars on their EBT cards and they had hundreds of dollars worth of food in their shopping carts, instead of putting that food back on the shelves like any rational and moral person would do, they threw up their hands and walked away, leaving thousands and thousands of dollars of perishable, in some case, frozen foods sitting in grocery carts. It shows the level of animus that exists. And if and when we do see a long-term outage of EBT payments, SNAP payments, in a large number of cities, we are going to see the real rough underbelly. We're going to see what I like to refer to as the smelly underlayers of the onion being pulled back. We're going to see human nature at its very worst exposed.
And the socialists, the controllers, the globalists, they're fully aware of this. They've done this in country after country, and they're now don't want anybody coming together. They say the Tea Party's racist so that minorities won't go be part of the liberty movement, even though minorities are. It's a clear divide and conquer strategy, but I don't see it working for them. They're trying to sandwich old Roman-style control mechanisms over areas they controlled, like the city of Rome itself that was diverse, with a high-tech integration, but instead, even the elite themselves are cowardly and backstabbing and lazy and weasel-like now compared to the technocrats of just 50 years ago. And the technocrats say that themselves. So what do you expect then to happen gut level? Because you usually don't make a lot of predictions, but you said you were on a month or so ago. You said you see the middle of next year as a really bad time. I mean, what do you expect societally, not just short-term, but long-term? How will this all unravel? What will happen if you've got 101 million people on food assistance who think anybody with money needs to have be murdered?
Well, Alex, it's definitely difficult to time everything. As I mentioned before, it's all predicated upon interest rates at this point, because once interest rates spike, the game will be over. The national debt payments will be essentially unaffordable, and foreign creditors are no longer going to trust American paper. They're going to demand ridiculously high rates of return to keep rolling over their treasury paper. And at that point, the game will be over. For a personal planning standpoint, I think that your listeners need to recognize that spike in interest rates is probably going to take place within the next year, and they need to get their beans, bullets, and Band-Aids squared away. I think that we're going to be going through some very traumatic times, and people need to really be ready to hunker down. They need to get to know their neighbors. It's time to team up with your neighbors, to train up with your neighbors, and to stock up with your neighbors, because supplies are going to be very tight. The purchasing dollar of the purchasing value of the U.S. dollar is going to absolutely plummet overnight. We're going to see mass inflation. And unless you have your money primarily in tangibles, folks are going to see themselves wiped out overnight.
You know, in my gut, I've been prepared, firearms, food, you know, basic training, skin about run a trot line. Just growing up as a Texan, and most Americans that grew up in rural areas, or at least had family that were from rural areas, understand being self-sufficient is just second nature. But I've always halfway been embarrassed having our main sponsors be survival stuff, because even though I knew it was important and people should do it, I wasn't sure it would ever be needed by everybody. Certainly in certain circumstances, people are always going to use something, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, problems. But in the last few years, I felt better and better about, you know, promoting stuff, because it's just essential. They want us dependent. It's clear that we need to be independent. But I've gone from thinking maybe 20, 30, 40% chance that I was going to need to use my food and medicine and things to now like 90%. The only question is, when will it all kick off? When will it all fall through? And all the different Pentagon and British Ministry of Defense reports, they're all concurring and basically, you know, quietly getting ready as well. Is there any way to stop collapse, A, and B, what's the gamut it runs of the level of type collapse we could be under?
Well, I think there's no way to really prevent a collapse completely. They might be able to delay it for up to several more years. One possibility that I've considered is that there could be a major crisis in Europe that is going to virtually destroy the purchasing power of the euro and the European credit system. And if that were to happen before there was something comparable in the United States, there could be a huge rush of funds from Europe and from east of the Caucasus into the United States. So we could actually be the short-term beneficiaries of a crisis, whether it's manufactured crisis or just an unavoidable crisis in Europe for a couple of years. And that could kind of prop things up for the American credit system temporarily, only because we would be a relative safe haven. The U.S. dollar is trash just like the euro. But if the perception is that the dollar is slightly safer than the euro, then the money may come rushing to the United States if there is a crisis in Europe. So we may have a couple of years if that were to happen. If interest rates spike and before a European crisis, though, I think we'll see the crisis in the United States first, and things could very well fall apart within the next year. If there's a credit crisis that spawned in Europe, and it very well could come out of the recent news from Mrs. Lagarde that they're talking about a 10% levy of all bank accounts in Europe, you know, that very well could spark a crisis in Europe that could benefit the dollar in the short term.
And that has been kind of the Anglo-American establishment's rule, create crises other places to put off the implosion here while they prepare for the implosion and try to capitalize off of all the crises they've helped exacerbate or create. And now they're telling us that our $17 trillion debt's not the problem. It's that we're not getting more debt quick enough to the bankers.
Yeah, they're frantically trying to reinflate a bubble right now. They're trying to reinflate both the commercial and the residential real estate market debt bubble in the United States and all the mini bubbles that go along with those. Actually, the deflationary forces are winning out in the short term. And I think the amazing thing will be watching the rapid turnover from deflation to inflation practically overnight. The American people are going to feel so whipsawed by that. It's going to just absolutely blindside most people, because they currently have the expectation of low inflation and, in fact, deflation on some things. But practically overnight, once interest rates start to spike, as we have a repeat of the 2008 global credit crisis, people are suddenly going to be faced with the situation of gasoline jumping from $3 a gallon to $15 a gallon, and the same for milk, $15 a gallon milk. That can't go on too long before there won't be absolute blood in the streets here in America.
Today I took calls from Obama supporters, and most of them were serious. They weren't sarcastic. Some were sarcastic callers. And they would literally call in and go, I'm poor. I need something free. And I would go, you could have already gotten Medicare, Medicaid, or charity care. This gets rid of that. I've read the legislation. It was written by the worst insurance companies to shut down their competition, to lower the quality of care, to make... Now it's 50 million people that don't have it get it. It's a tax. Healthcare.gov isn't designed to work. We broke that last week. Now it's confirmed. This is a giant fraud. You know, Obama signed NDAA, said he wouldn't. Obama said the NSA wasn't spying, they were. Obama said he wasn't arming Al-Qaeda, he is. He's there to con you. Do you understand this? And they just go, no, he likes me. I'm getting it. It's free. Well, okay, he's smart. This will wreck it, and he'll bring in socialism. I mean, they really are useful idiots, and I feel sorry for them. I mean, what will they do during another Great Depression? For those that don't know, they've hyped the bubble up so big, folks. There's no way to get out of this now. It's kind of like drawing straws 10 different ways to be chopped up in pieces. And then the government is saying anybody who's prepared and good and virtuous, we're the enemy. Historically, government will try to come dig us out of our holes and make us be their slaves, is all they know how to do. But they'll be so busy with their own minions burning everything. I mean, this is really a hellish scenario now. And what I'm saying is, James, is I've gone from knowing this was a possibility but thinking, oh, no, it won't happen, to now realizing it's a probability and now becoming a certainty. And it's just really a horrible realization that you've been right and Joel Skousen's been right and so many others have been. And now I see, like, troops constantly on the streets of Austin and checkpoints and stuff. They're getting ready. I mean, I can't believe they really did this to us.
Well, yes, you're right. I'm not the only one saying this. Joel Skousen's one. Mark Faber is another. Peter Schiff is another. We've all been warning people that this was coming. But the realization is now that it's coming a lot quicker than we thought. And I think it's going to come unraveled more quickly when it does than we thought, partly because they've been reinflating these credit bubbles artificially with the zero interest rate program, for example, that our zero interest rate policy, ZERP. When the inevitable crisis does happen, it's going to be far, far worse now than it would have been, simply because they've created an artificial recovery. We really have had no real recovery since 2008. What we've had is an artificial recovery. And when things do fall apart, they're going to fall apart so spectacularly that and so quickly that it's going to astound most people. And even the powers that be that are trying to manipulate all this to fulfill their own agenda, I think are going to be taken by surprise by the severity of the unrest that takes place. This is going to make Occupy New York and Occupy Wall Street look very small by comparison.
Oh, of course. It'll be 1,000 times bigger and real. And, of course, Rachel Maddow, who we have the footage of the police attacking the vets, and then the vets fight back. She edited that off and said the vets attack them. When all this goes down, they're going to lie about everything. Folks have to know that you think we see weaponized media now. It's about to get 10 times worse.
Yeah, it very well could. I think we could see a situation that could spiral completely out of control. And as I mentioned in a previous interview with you, the real linchpin is the three Western power grids and them staying up. If they go down, all bets are off.
Is it a good idea that they're going to be testing and turning on and off the Eastern power grid in a FEMA drill next month?
Yeah, I've read about that. I think it's legitimate. I don't think it's going to be used as cover for a false flag attack, although it conceivably could be.
Or, I mean, as screwed up as the federal government is now, they can turn it off and then turn back on. Your new book's out. It's already a bestseller, Expatriates, a novel of the coming Global Collapse. You can get it at Amazon.com. We sold out of it. We got some of them. I look forward to talking to you again very soon, sir. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Alex. God bless you and your listener.
God bless you, too. Man, I wish that this wasn't all so horrible. But, hey, it's good news. We're here. We're aware of what's probably coming, and we're getting ready, trying to hold it back. People are always, it hadn't got as bad as you said yet, but it's pretty bad, but isn't it as bad? We're like, yeah, we're trying to hold it back. And then when it all finally hammers down, they'll say, you never said it was going to collapse. This country's already collapsing. Our health is collapsing. Our families are collapsing. I mean, this is Detroit, L.A., it's all collapsing. The L.A. mayor has said they're collapsing. Get the film I made with Joel Skousen, Strategic Relocation. Joel Skousen, it tells the safest places to live and how to secure your home. Invaluable film, along with a big color book with the maps, InfoWarsStore.com. If you haven't gotten this, the Secure Homes, Strategic Relocation, and Strategic Relocation, the film, they're all available discounted. I mean, I produced the film at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And with radiological issues in the thyroid, we have the best nation iodine out there, folks. Learn details at InfoWarsLife.com or InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to talk to more Obamanoids straight ahead.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work. And the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My friend, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, it came out last week under the new government shutdown and all the Great Depression that's being shut up that women more and more going into prostitution, getting sugar daddies to pay their bills, including government women. And now report American women are selling hair, breast milk, eggs to make ends meet because of the great prosperity. Of course, Walmart came out and said it's some of the worst business they've ever seen. Of course, the real economy is going into a major depression, but that doesn't matter. Rachel Maddow says it's wonderful. And Palin says defaulting on our national debt is an impeachable offense. You bet it is. The Republicans have brought Obama everything he wanted, and he knows how dumb his constituents are. So now he's demanding even more, or he won't increase the debt limit. He won't shine off. So he doesn't want his Obamacare to go in right now. He wants to crash stuff so he can tell his constituents that the Republicans stole it from them. Joshua, then Frank and John. Joshua says you support Obama. Go ahead. You're on the air, sir. Enlighten me.
Okay. Well, I want to say first, I don't like everything Obama does, but I'll focus on what I really do like about
him. You going to tangle up your leg when you see him?
You know, I like the way he talks. I like the way he looks. I don't know if you've noticed, but Obama looks a lot like the bust of Akhenaten, and his wife looks like the bust of the mother.
So he's God, basically. No, yeah. And the flies like him, too.
And so when I see that, and I see that image being portrayed, you know, I look at the history of that, and I think of, you know, who was the son. You know, King Tut came afterwards, and I think of who King Tut's mother was, you know, Nefertiti. And so I look and see, do you know who looks just like Nefertiti?
Who is that?
Well, there's actually a couple people. One's more of a lookalike, and one actually looks identical. Winona Ryder actually looks exactly like Nefertiti. If you look at the bust and you look at pictures...
This is a really good... Are you an actual Obama supporter? You sound like a fruitcake, so you probably are.
Well, maybe I am a fruitcake, but, if you look at, you know, he had other wives as well, like Kia, for example.
I appreciate your call. I get it. He's God. I get it. Let's talk to Frank in Wisconsin. Go ahead. You're on the air about the Affordable Care Act. What a joke, that name. Like the Patriot Act. How about the Dumbass Act? I'm sorry. Go ahead. You're on the air, Frank.
Alex, love you. Love your show. I what am I supposed to do? I'm a truck driver. I make about $50,000 a year. I got a wife at home, three kids.
You're going to double your premiums and gang rape you. That's a good deal.
I cannot afford $200 a week for the family health care that my job provides. So I got the state care. Now they're dumping us off of that. Now what am I supposed to do? I'm kind of like stuck.
No, I know, but you're not going to get it under this either. Is what you need to understand.
For $200 a week, I pay in taxes. I can't afford the provided health care. What am I supposed to do?
You already got it under Medicare and Medicaid. If you're only making $50,000 a year with a wife and all those kids, and it's charity care, they just don't tell you how to sign up for it. So you think you're going to get better and freer health care under rape care? I mean, Akhenaten care.
Well, what am I supposed to do? I don't know. But, you know, I'm sorry. I'm really upset right now. They just locked down my kids' school because of a domestic dispute like three blocks away. They got the whole SWAT team out there.
They're keeping you safe, Frank. I appreciate your call. Come on, don't be an extremist. I feel sorry for him. Obama supporter, XM244, John in Arizona. Go ahead, sir. You're on the air.
What's going on, Alex? How you going, man? I appreciate all your good work. I did vote for Obama in LA, but you know what? I'm disappointed. I am disappointed. The reason why I'm disappointed is because I don't appreciate the fact that I got to be forced to take something. Because that's what the system is.
Hold on. I got to go to break. I'm going to come back to you, John. You've been holding. I'm going to go to you. We got a racist here. He just said he doesn't like Obama now, even though he voted for him, because he didn't like to be made to do something. What's wrong in paying taxes to foreign banks and on insurance companies? The foreign banks wrote this bill, Obamacare, because they love you. They care.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.